Interred in nearby cemetery is Zona Heister Shue. Her death in 1897 was presumed natural until her spirit appeared to her mother to describe how she was killed by her husband, Edward. Autopsy on the exhumed body verified the apparition's account. Edward, found guilty of murder, was sentenced to the state prison, only known case in which testimony from ghost helped convict a murderer. Would you stop?
It's evil! Don't touch it!
It's alive!
I like you.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of, well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants, and I said it right this time.
Yep.
So, how's it going? We got a special guest, if you can't tell. This elderly woman sitting next to me is my sister.
Hey,
well,
now.
You're done. It was nice to see you guys.
Oh, my God, Matt.
No respect.
No, she's going to Rodney Carrington me, or Rodney Dangerfield me right now. And no respect. No, my sister Crystal's here, who's much younger than I am, of course. And how's it going, Zach? What's up, my man?
I'm okay. My wife has been gone for like the last 4 days, and I've been home alone with the children. And I respect my wife
pants.
A lot more now.
That's good for you.
He's wearing some old holy underwear right now. Probably just sitting in that chair. So I don't blame you.
Bitch, I ran out of underwear 2 days ago. I don't want you talking about.
Lindy, how are you doing? It's good to see you.
Good.
We had a couple of weeks off of recording. No one will know that because episodes will keep coming out. But we did have a couple of weeks off of recording from Thanksgiving to other things going on. And I didn't make it home in time last week because I was still on the road driving back from Texas to be able to record an episode. So my sister's here to do an episode because I told her, it's like, hey, it's my turn. What do you want to do? And she goes, well, what are my options? And I was like, whatever the fuck you want. And she was like, porn. And I was like, no, we can't do that.
I did not say that. No. He is an idiot.
What does any of this have to do with gay porn?
There we go.
I made a promise. And I have a present for you guys.
Ooh, what is it?
Crystal, I'm really, really sorry.
Oh my God. I'm going to tell you right now, if you bring that doll into that screen, I'm getting up out
of
the chair.
Do you fucking have it?
No.
Lindy.
Is it? No.
Oh! That's a doppelganger doll.
Yeah, that's the doppelganger doll. That's not the haunted doll. That's the doppelganger doll.
The doppelganger doll.
And you
this
were
is
a,
the doll.
You were a blonde-headed kid when you got that bought for you.
I wasn't even born yet when my grandma bought this doll.
Oh,
really? So that's not the haunted doll.
She's a witch. Well, it might be now. It's out of the. It doesn't have the sea salt wrap around it. Does Todd know that this is out of the box, or is he does and he's okay with it? Is that why he's not here anymore?
The doll put Todd in the box.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore.
So, this is the doll.
It's adorable.
Thank you.
Be nice.
So now everybody got to see how good my grandma was at buying dolls before we were born.
That's really creepy.
Really well done.
I mean, it's a creepy prediction.
So, yeah. Boy, you know what? I'm going to go back to cutting deer with Dad.
Well, anyway.
Crystal?
I kept my promise and I got the doll out. So
there you go. That's awesome. I believed you 100% that you had it, but after seeing it, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, you were right on.
I did forget to get a picture from when I was a baby, though. So
that's all right.
I'll have to do that the next time.
Why don't you scoot over here by me?
You need to be in the camera frame. Fucking. They've all seen this mug. I mean, it is the moneymaker.
Oh, my.
Notice how we don't make any money.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lindy.
You're welcome.
Love you too. Love you too. What fucking asshole friends I have.
That's why you're still on dial up.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, okay.
He's still on dial up.
What are we talking about today, guys?
Don't judge me.
Apparently, we're just having a shit talking episode on Matt. All right.
That's what we're gonna do. Just bash me all day because I'm not on screen.
Wow.
I'll be over here crying. That's my feelings.
Matt, get over it, Matt. Come on.
I will. Actually.
So, Crystal, what are we talking about today?
So, I thought that we would do an episode on the Greenbrier Ghost.
Oh, the Greenbrier Ghost.
Yes.
From West Virginia, with my Scottish accent, right? Got it.
Mountain Mama.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road.
Don't think I can't hear West Virginia. It's immediately after somebody says, this is in West Virginia, I'm like, Mountain Mama. Every time.
Oh, okay.
I think if you don't hear that, there's something wrong with you.
Right. Well, here we go.
Send help.
Let's get on with the story, lady.
Elva Zona Hester. And through this episode, we'll refer to her as Zona.
Zona, that's what she went by because it was her middle name of the mini name she had.
Correct. Mm-hmm. This takes place in Greenbrier County, Virginia. So she grew
up. What part of Virginia?
Greenbrier County.
And where?
In West Virginia.
Mama. Okay, that's the last time. Okay. I had to do it one more time. All right, okay.
All right. So she is born. She lives on a farm.
Where? Okay, no. Okay.
Well, she grows up on a farm. They're farmers. She is in a very close-knit family. She is extremely close to her mother. And as she gets a little bit older, they let her venture into town. She goes in with her parents into town to visit. And she's probably 14, 15 years old. The thing about that is
many different things about her age when this happens. Yeah.
She's 14 and she's not married yet.
No, surprisingly not.
She's gonna wait till she's 18 when she's got an inhospitable.
She's gonna be an old maid by the time she turns 16. Jesus Christ.
The time.
So she starts going into town and she meets this boy. And I believe it's
boy is a word, I suppose.
So they start hanging out, going on dates, and they get pretty close. Well,
like how close? How close? Like
that close.
He put it.
And she winds up pregnant.
That close. Got it.
That close.
Just left it in.
And
not just the tip. I got it.
And both families, the parents there was no, hard feelings, I guess, but they just did not think that they would be able to take care of this baby. So they do not force marriage or anything like that.
Which was kind of unusual for the time. Normally, if you got married, or if you got pregnant at that time, they were like, no, you were married before this happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've been married for 3 months and I just had a baby. Oh, it's miraculous conception.
It's a nice day for a shotgun wedding.
Oh, we're going to do Billy Idol. We'll do Billy Idol all day long. Okay, go ahead, Crystal. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So Zona has the baby. And it does not say how soon after the baby is born, the baby boy, but he passes away. He's not even named. And he was actually buried on the Hester family farm since the parents, they weren't married. He wasn't allowed to be born at the church's cemetery.
Isn't it great how inclusive those religions are?
Where's my rim shot? I'm fucking rusty at this.
So, Zona, she has a hard time. They said after that, she was never the same. She kind of became reclusive. She's staying at home more, not going into town.
I think she's referred to as a spinster.
By the time she's 16, 18 years old,
you ain't got
maybe.
A baby at that time, then you're a spinster.
Maybe.
Sounds like an old maid. I mean, 16 at that time.
Gross. Surprised
she's not dead yet.
Kids? What are you, a lesbian?
don't even think that's a question that would have been asked.
No, it wouldn't have. She would have been hung at the. She would have been hung if she was.
So they said she was never the same after that. She kind of stayed at home for the next year. Well, in October of 1896, Zona goes into town with her brothers, and she meets Erasmus Stribbing Trout Shoe.
Erasmus?
We will call him Trout.
No, no idea why, but Trout wasn't his name. It was just put in there. That was his nickname. It wasn't even supposed to... He's maybe. Got all these names, and they were like, yeah, you got four to pick from, but we're still going to call you Trout.
And he maybe because no one else could say Erasmus.
Everybody had slurred speech at the time.
Hey, over there, Erasmus. Oh, fuck that. Your name's Trout.
Yeah. Hey, Trout. I got too much moonshine, you fucking idiot. You're Trout. Why? Because you smell like a fish's ass. And I don't know. I don't know what the reason was. They called him Trout.
You are what you eat, boy.
Oh.
Well, he is a blacksmith, and actually, whenever Zona meets him, he tells them his name is Edward, which we will we'll go into that.
But he was also a good-looking, well-built man, which goes a long way back in the day.
I think he was So at this time, Zona's around 23, Trout is 35. They said that he was very arrogant, a ladies' man. So she starts going into town more frequently, making all these trips, and her attitude changes. Her parents notice that she's becoming her old self. And her mother, Mary Jane Heaster, and her father, Jacob, they decide to take a trip into town to meet this Edward Trout. They go by
you mean Erasmus.
Yes, Erasmus.
No. Mr. Trout.
I like the word Erasmus because you say ass twice. Arass.
Yeah. Math. Rass squared.
It's a massive ass on that Arass.
You knew how this was going to go.
If you've listened to any of my episodes, you knew how this was going to go.
Right. So they go into town. They want to see what Edward Trout is all about. And immediately, her mom hates this man. And I feel moms know.
Mamas get it. Yeah. Mama Bear wakes up and knows. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
This boy smells like fish, and he's got the word ass in his name twice. No, he's got to go.
But I think that Trout took it kind of as a challenge. You know?
Yeah, he absolutely did. He was an arrogant motherfucker is what he was. Yeah.
Her mom and dad, they don't like me. I'm going to pursue this. So, like I said, they meet in October of 1896. They were married 2 to 3 weeks later on October 20th. So, that's Whoa. Pretty quick.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what happens when you don't use a pull-out method because they didn't know about it. They're like, oh, shit. Probably that, happened. We
he made it rain. He just made it rain. Probably with, like, horseshoe nails or some shit, but...
So, a little bit of a past about Trout...
Oh, yeah.
And
good dude.
I immediately hate this guy.
What?
So
he's not a hardworking blacksmith. It's just love for his hard work. What, he killed numerous people? Or let's get into it.
You forgot this, Matt.
So unknown to Zona is Trout by the age of 35. He has already been married 2 times before.
How many does he want in total, though?
7. So that is the number that he's looking to achieve. He's told everybody, I plan on being married 7 times.
Wow.
His first wife.
It's a magic number.
That's a lot of poontang right there. That's what I'm saying.
His first wife, Allie, it actually ended in divorce. But whenever they first got married, I mean... He's a ladies man, definitely puts on narcissistic vibes. So I think, you know, super suave, everything. They fall in love.
Kind of relate to this guy at this point. What else are we talking about?
My name is not Trout, it's Trout. Rico Trout.
Lindy, you're not helping me.
I'm not supposed to be.
Fair enough.
So Trout and Allie, they get married. They have a little girl. I believe her name is Gertie. Well,
that's a cute name.
He's still a womanizer. He's gone for weeks at a time. He comes back. No explanation why he's gone.
Got a band.
He probably does have a band. He's very cruel, abusive.
Easy.
And then he's gone for a while. He comes home. No explanation. He basically says, get your stuff, get the baby, get out. Throws him out.
I mean, what's a dude supposed to do? He's out on the road working, and then he hears his wife's messing around on him.
I don't think she's messing around on him.
I don't either.
So anyhow.
I bet he's a cocksmith and not a blacksmith.
Now bingo. That's probably, that's what he was.
He's a cocksman.
So he throws her out. Somewhere in there, he gets arrested.
You had this baby, which makes noises. Your pussy's ruined. I have no time for you. That's basically what he said.
Delete that.
Don't delete it. That's probably exactly what he meant. I'm allowed to be an asshole when I'm speaking for an asshole. I don't mean I would have said that.
Oh, my.
It's a lot easier to say horrible shit when I don't have to look at myself.
Good old days.
So, he tells her to get her stuff, get the baby, get out. He is arrested for stealing a horse, and he is thrown in prison for 2 years. During that time, he keeps working as honing his...
I have a problem with arrested for stealing a horse. If he was arrested, he got lucky. Because you would have been hanged for stealing a horse.
Possibly.
And if somebody let him go, it probably was somebody that he knew that worked there that was like, if you don't get the fuck out of here, they're going to lynch us and there's no way we're going to be able to stop them. They're going to come in and hang your ass.
Matt, you're forgetting the Gaines rule of horse cock law, whereas if your dick is as big as a horse's dick, then you don't have to hang if you steal a horse. You can just get prison time.
You didn't see that in the notes.
I didn't. I missed that.
It's right there listed under. It's right there listed under Gein's theory of nipple belt law, where if the number of nipples are not even, then the odd number must be a superfluous nipple.
Gein's nipple belt law 274 lists. Okay. Oh, now I got it. Okay. Never mind. No.
Okay.
You're good with it.
Continue with the story. All right.
We'll go with that. So he's in prison for 2 years. His dad was a blacksmith, and while he was in prison, he's honing his skills. So he gets out of prison, and I honestly think this might be the time that the name changes for him. You know, Erasmus, but he starts giving the name Edward.
Right.
Because he doesn't want to be linked.
Sure, you don't want to be called Trout in prison. Fresh fish, bitch. You don't want that. I'm sorry, I didn't even think about that before this started. I'm glad that just flew off my head.
So, wife number two, her name is Lucy. Again, he comes in, sweeps her off her feet, they get married, and she dies of a mysterious death.
Was this the accident on the roof?
Right, within an 8-month period of time.
He was accidentally... Go ahead. Go.
Okay. So the winter, the first winter they're married, they have a very harsh winter. And supposedly, he has some chimney
supposedly,
work.
Actually, I'm sorry. Zach, you can cut that part out, but it's supposedly.
No, it's staying in. But
okay. Thank you. So he gets up on the roof to make some chimney repairs.
Chimney, I think. No, I'm just fucking with you. Go.
Welcome to my world, girlfriend.
I'm really trying.
I'm going to start sending you a bi-weekly care package. Yes.
Thank you.
So he's up working on this roof, the bricks.
There you go.
And supposedly,
nailed it.
She brings him up some water, and he's throwing bricks. And it hits her in the head. Blunt force trauma.
By accident. Complete accident.
And she dies.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but the song, She's a Brick and I'm Drowning Slowly, is based on this.
I thought it was she's a brick house.
No, that was based off of Gunnis.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we've been doing this for too long, Emily.
Yes. We already did that one.
I don't know if you knew that the Pink Floyd song Another Brick in the Wall was based.
That was Elizabeth Bathor.
Okay, well, this shit just happened then. He accidentally tosses a brick off the roof. From
shit.
Like if you're like a 5 foot tall person and the roof's like 7 foot, what's that, 2 foot drop? My dad dropped a hammer on my head when I was two.
Well, that explains a lot.
No, when we was roofing the house, he had his thumb and lost his grip, and the hammer hit my head. I was like 3 foot below him, and it fucking sucked. But I think I'm fine. Am I good?
You're gonna ask me?
Probably okay, right?
Don't ask me.
I'm probably good.
You're good.
I'm good. Okay, so if you're just dropping a brick from that, she's not gonna die. I think the motherfucker whipped at her like fucking Major League Picture style. He's like, "What? What are you bringing me water for? I asked for a drink, and there's no beer." And he whipped it. Had a good arm, apparently. Good aim.
So whatever the reason.
Anyway, she died.
She died. And Zona, poor Zona, she doesn't know anything about these past incidents. Past marriages.
No. Okay, so there was a divorce before the first lady, right?
The first wife ended in divorce. The second wife died by brick.
He's going for seven, buddy. Yep. He wants seven wives.
All right. Number three in line is poor Zona. And like I said, October 20th of 1896, they get married. Now, there's two different stories about their wedding, and both of them, I'll go with either one. The first one is the day of the wedding. In the afternoon, they're at the church. Her family shows up, afternoon wedding. Trout, he's not there. He doesn't show up until about midnight. Now, why would you just wait?
He's probably busy blacksmithing, right?
Could be.
Is that what he was?
So when he shows up...
I think he was busy horse-cocking myself.
So whenever he shows up, he has a marriage...
I can't get married when I'm too busy pounding Vaj.
This is true. When he shows up, he has a marriage certificate that... is the wrong county that he's getting married in. They're in Greenbrier. So he tells everybody, get up. They walk like 10 miles down the road.
Holy shit.
They walk 10 miles down the road. By the time they get there, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. The preacher starts the wedding ceremony and he asks for objections. Nobody says anything. Even the preacher says, I object. You have us out here in the middle of nowhere on a country road at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm totally against this.
Yeah, even if that was Zach's wedding, he'd been like, I'm sorry, dude, we got to walk 10 miles. I'd be like, oh, man, I love you, but go fuck yourself because I'm not going to. I love you, dude, but yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. After that request, we may not ever talk again because that's some dumb shit. Walk 10 miles. Walking 10 miles, and I would walk 5. Okay, all right.
10 miles better than 5. The second version of their wedding is that...
We bring up dumb songs all the time.
That's okay. That's all right. The second version is, you know, her mom and dad are completely and totally against this union. They've cut her out. They've wrote her off. He basically says, let's go get married. She throws clothes into a suitcase. They run off, do a little elopement.
What a slut.
She hand makes her own dress, which was dark
probably
red.
Probably really short.
It could have been.
Low cut.
I don't think so. So dark red. So I'm kind of thinking like Beetlejuice vibes. I'm going to go with the red dress. Ooh,
you mean like with Winona Ryder?
Max, honey.
Oh, wait.
Was Rosario Dawson in that? I can't remember.
Nothing's helping me now, my sister said next to me. Everything's dead in my body. Everything's gross now.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. So, October 20th, they're married. Let's fast forward a couple months.
I think we should go with the first night they were married, because it was probably like, rock the Casbah. What was that? That you texted me that one time, you were like, oh, I'm trying to think of this song, and I think the lyrics are blah, 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 and I was like getting so mad, texting you back.
What was it?
I don't know. You said something. It was Rock the Casbah by The Clash, but you were trying to send me a text. You were like, what's the song? And you were laughing your ass off. You don't even remember. Was you drunk?
No. Were you?
Yeah. Probably.
So they're married 3 months. On January 23rd of 1897, Trout goes into work. Now, I wanted to buy some little red flags, because this is when they're starting to wave for me.
Yeah, well, this is orange,
if I did not know the backstory.
You get an A for effort there, Matt.
So orange.
He goes into work, and
I'm colorblind. It's red.
It's as red as that. Let's go.
So he stops by the neighbor's house, and I believe her name was Martha. She had a son, Anderson, and he went by Andy. And he asks if Andy can go by the house later on, check on Zona. She hadn't been feeling well. A couple weeks prior, the doctor had to come in because she was having woman problems. She had been in bed, so he just needs somebody to help her around the house, doing some chores.
Back in the day, hey, Doc, can you stop by and give her some laudanum, because she's having woman problems and I'm fucking done. This is fucking medicate that bitch, because it's getting ridiculous. Ask her if she wants to, and she says no. So she's just asleep when I get there. It'd probably be better.
Matt, maybe we're not going to talk like that the rest of the episode, okay? Because we're going to die if you do. That was your intervention point right there.
Back in the day, I don't mean me now.
Okay.
Now, Andy's mother tells Trout, yes, he's working on a couple other farms, but yeah, I'll send him. And Trout is annoyed by this. He goes on to work. Between the time he went to work and noon, he visits Andy's house four different times. Want to know if he's been over to check on Zona.
Yeah, on his lunch break. But yeah, he didn't bother to go home, but he says he, yeah.
Right. I mean, if you can walk, I don't know how far out of town that they live.
I bet if you added it up, it would be 500 miles.
It probably would.
And then he'd have to walk 500 more.
In West Virginia.
Mama.
So, she assures Trout that as soon as Andy gets back, she'll send him over to check on Zona. So around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Andy goes over to the house. As soon as he gets there, he notices that something's off. Knocks on the door. Nobody comes. He opens the door. There she is. He basically trips on her, laying at the bottom of the stairs, face up.
She had a spill.
She had a spill.
She needed one of those life alert bands so she could say, help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's right. Where was that?
That's what we're after.
So Andy takes off, goes into town. He is going to go let his mom know, try to find a doctor. By the time the doctor shows up to the Shoe home, Trout already has Zona upstairs, dressed for burial.
Nope, this is my
least
favorite part.
A high neck colored dress. And the doctor shows up to do
a big bow around it too.
I don't know about the bow. So the doctor gets there. Trout is very protective. He doesn't really let her examine
Very is light.
Right.
Like super, super protective of her head. Doc, examine my bitch. But don't come near her head or neck. Okay? Everything else is fine. Free game. Don't come near her head or neck, because I love her so much and I need to be near this.
Did she have like a
high collar and a big bow around her?
Big bow, right?
Yeah.
So the doctor is unable to really, find out what was the problem. Now, this is the same doctor that was there a few weeks before, so it is...
Was he Feel Good?
He could have been Dr. Feel Good.
Don't you fucking bring up my career. Don't you do it.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
So, don't you fuck up the crew on this one, man.
All right.
So he basically says that she has passed away from everlasting faint.
What which the was fuck later, is that?
That's just, you get so, you know, you got so overwhelmed at home that I got to cook this and I got to do this and I'm trying to do laundry and you just.
Life was hard.
Faint. And it's everlasting. Like the gobstopper. For some fucking reason, I don't know.
We need a Wonka, quick!
You know why they put bells on people in their graves? Everlasting faint, because maybe it's not everlasting, and you ring the bell. Like, who the fuck's gonna fucking hear it? Nobody's gonna come get it.
Do you know that that's how they got the phrase graveyard shift?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that.
It's crazy.
Which, you know, everlasting faint, and then later it was changed to childbirth because there was so much blood.
Even though...
No, okay. I thought I heard it was like women's problems or...
Right. Yeah. There are so many different variations of the
which is accurate
story.
Because a man killed her, so that's a woman problem. So...
Well, you're kind of jumping ahead. You don't know what happened here.
Actually...
You probably do. So, but, I mean, women's problems is the thing. I mean, you know, gross. It was blamed on pregnancy, right? The ending death was blamed on pregnancy.
Childbirth.
Childbirth, even though she wasn't pregnant.
Correct.
God, this guy's a real stand-up dude.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
What, so, no, what woman?
Not, I don't like not, many not either.
I wasn't even a fan before all this happened.
Hey, Crystal. Fuck yes. Blacksmiths. That's all I'm saying. Just fuck them all.
I've got a buddy in England. It's a blacksmith. A very good dude. He's got a wife and a few kids. And so not all of them. Okay, just not all of them. Potential spam. Go fuck yourself. You call me during an episode. God damn it.
It's probably a car warranty.
This got nothing to do with my car. Okay.
Keep going. Come on.
So
don't tell me how to live anymore. I'm a grown man.
She is buried on January 24th. Now, her mother, Mary, this is not setting right. You know, she's...
Mary on the cross. Sorry, I had ghosts in my head. I'll be back out of the frame in a second.
She's not feeling, you know, she's not feeling right about this. She starts praying about it. She prays, you know, give me a sign. I know Trout has something to do with this. And... she has a ghost of Zona show up to her four nights in a row.
Okay, is this in a dream or is this like?
No, she said it wasn't a dream.
In a waking, this isn't waking state. Not
yeah,
she's awake.
She said she knew everything was going on around her. She right. knew.
And in the community, Mary is a God-fearing woman, very religious, respected, somebody that does not tell stories.
Like, I don't know if you knew this, but that Mary on the Cross by Ghost was wrote about this.
Really? No, lots of no, songs it's not have true. Came from this story.
All right, yeah. this is the sixth song drop,
yeah,
I think.
We've gone too far. We've gone too far. And Zach's pointed it out, and I'll stop now.
So, Mary, she goes to the local prosecutor, John Preston. She's visited. She explains to him.
Well, that's a respectful name. After you've been with a guy with the name Trout, that seems like a respectable fellow right there.
You mean a Rasmus.
I won't say it. No, I'm sorry.
And she tells him about the visits from Zona. And so John Preston goes and visits with Dr. Knapp. He was the one that came to the house that day.
Dr. Knapp?
Knapp.
That's not a guy I want to go see.
Like, is that like Dr. Sleep's cousin? Or
that's what I'm thinking right there. Yeah, it's like Dr. Knapp, what's he do? You won't feel anything anymore.
And Dr. Knapp tells John Preston, you know, I was unable to do a complete examination of the body.
And why is that? Because he wouldn't leave her fucking head alone.
Right.
Like even in the in the casket, it was like he had her neck all wrapped like the open when you walk through. He wouldn't leave her head, like wouldn't let anybody touch her. He had like pillows propped up there.
I believe it was one pillow and a sheet.
And a sheet underneath, so her head wouldn't move as people walked through, but he wouldn't leave. He wouldn't let anybody touch her until her mom pulled the pillow away.
Right. They at her at the viewing, he was always up there by her, you know, by her head, wouldn't let anybody get close. And then after the after the services, they took the pillow and the sheet.
His
and
mom. Her mom did.
Her mom took the sheet. She he was going to throw them away, and her mom took the sheet, took it home and washed it, and the water was bloody.
Well, actually, her head dropped a little bit once she pulled it away, but because it was still propped up pretty good, but it dropped a little bit, and she thought that was weird, but she still took the stuff home to wash it to have it.
And then she has the visits, the four visits.
Yeah.
So Dr. Knapp explains, you know, I was unable to do a complete examination, and that became sufficient justification to exhume the body.
Okay.
So on February 22nd...
Trout wasn't happy about this, by the way.
No.
Wasn't a fan.
Smells a bit fishy, if you ask me.
Oh, God. That was real short fishing right there. You eat shit, motherfucker.
So on February 22nd, she was exhumed and examined.
I bet she smelled a bit like fish.
Gonna keep going with this.
She might have. In the report that was published on March 9th, 1897, it stated that her neck was broken, windpipe smashed, finger marks.
Crushed.
This sounds like a Slayer song. Windpipe broken.
Yeah, it was. They almost made it seem like not only was it smashed to like kill her, but like maybe a foot was stomped on her neck to crush it and smash it completely. It was like,
sounds pretty brutal.
Okay, you stop talking, but fuck, I gotta make sure you never come back up, so I'm just gonna foot stomp you, apparently.
Her neck was dislocated.
Trout was angry.
He was an angry man. Her neck was dislocated, the first and second vertebrae. And ligaments were torn. So after...
So now it's getting more Cannibal Corpse sounding.
Yeah.
one of those kind of things. Me and Zach will stop now so you can continue telling your story.
Trout is arrested and charged with her murder. Now...
But he also says, when they dig up the corpse, he's like, you can't possibly prove that I did that. She's been in the grave. It's like, well, we don't really have to. You basically just said it. Fucking idiot. I'm not a big fan of trout. Okay. Now, if you catch trout and cook them, oh, they're good. They're pretty good. They're not as good as crappie or bluegill, but it's not bad.
I'm a catfish guy.
Are we going to keep going with the story?
Have you met Matt?
Yeah, I have.
Somebody mute his mic.
You pay Mike, you fucking asshole. Sweet shit, Lindy. No, she knows I love her. It's fun.
Dear Lord and baby Jesus, please let us get through this episode.
So Trout is held in Lewis. I need my personal space.
Jesus. You're in my house. You'll have whatever space I give you. And I'm going to trout your ass and hit you with a brick off the roof.
Well, there's a promo clip right there.
Trout is held in Lewisburg Jail awaiting his trial. And on June 22nd, 1897, the trial begins. So, yeah, while he's in there, he's all bragging about how he wants, you know, seven wives.
Yep.
They don't have enough evidence against him to hold him. You know, he's going to get out. He's going on planning his life. Now, Mary Jane, the mother of Zona, obviously, she's the star witness. She testifies. The prosecution wants to kind of keep the ghost visits out of her testimony. But whenever Trout's attorney, whenever he takes over, he's definitely bringing it up.
Yeah, he's trying to make her seem like she's crazy.
Like she's crazy.
Though, yeah.
But the community, that you know, they believe her. They think that she's...
Because they know both these people, right. And they know that motherfucker, and they know he's an asshole, and they know this woman's not a liar. She doesn't make up shit like this. Why would she? And if she's got to live with it, well,
so
fucking
Trout's
at least
screaming, they're out to get me. I'm fucking right. innocent.
Yeah, yeah, but
they won't
at
break
least,
me.
If she's saying crazy. It, at least do it to find out. At least give her the benefit of, because it's her daughter. I mean, give right. her the benefit of finding out.
Yeah.
So, like I said, she's the star witness. The defense attorney brings up about the visits, the ghost visits. The trial lasts 8 days. The jury only deliberates for an hour and 10 minutes.
Well, that was the paperwork. That wasn't deliberating. That was just signing all the paper. It took an hour, probably.
Maybe.
But I guess they were like, yeah, fuck this guy.
And he is found
guilty.
How do
you spell Rasmus?
Ass twice and fuck him. That's how we spell it.
He is found guilty on July 11th and sentenced to life in prison. After he is found guilty, you know, the locals, they're all put together a lynch.
We'll surround it up.
A lynch
mob. Kill
this
motherfucker. That's back in the day justice, dude.
Which the sheriff stopped. And actually, four men were charged in putting together that mob. Mm-hmm. Trout died in West Virginia State Penitentiary.
Mountain Mama.
Okay, I didn't do it. I stopped myself.
I was waiting.
Zach covered it for me.
On March 13th, 1900. And this is the first and only trial in the United States that ever allowed ghost evidence or
ghost testimony.
Yes, well, ghost testimony to be allowed. I mean, Salem witch trials.
So, but those weren't.
But that's kind of different.
Yeah, no, that was a lot fucking different. But right. Yeah. This was the first legal one because those weren't legal back then. It never became allowed after that because it was like
that was an actual witch hunt. This was
This was actually a dickhead piece of shit. Should have got put to death. I don't know why he didn't. He stole a horse. He should have been hung after that, and then nothing would have.
Oh, but Matt, he was hung before that. That's what I hear.
And that is the story of the Greenbrier ghost.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you very much, Crystal, for putting up with my bullshit.
Matt? Oh, you don't owe me an apology.
What I do? I thought I was a very hospitable host.
I walked in the door and he was having a fit.
All right, quit pushing your sister out of her. Holy shit. Well, Crystal,
thanks,
it was finally
guys, was
it was
fun.
Good to finally do an episode with you now that you're pushed out.
I do not know how you guys put up with him. Care packages.
All right, Linda, you got to stop laughing. We can't afford to pay you any more laughs.
Okay.
Can anybody believe she's 12 years older than me?
No.
12 years older than you?
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, if you're like 20.
Okay, you nailed it.
He lives in a world of delusion.
I don't know if you know this or not, but no. When Matt's trying to look like all lured and stuff, he'll pucker his lips up like.
Do I do?
He gives the kissy face. Like,
yes, he does a mean duck face. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You forgot.
Now that's got to be the pinky on the chin.
Who wants it? This is my who wants it face.
All right.
So fucking stupid. Let's stop talking about things.
Okay.
Hell. I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Just stop talking.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mission accomplished.
I don't really talk anymore when I do this. Do it.
Well, since Matt's not going to talk anymore, guys, thank you very much for hanging out with us this week. We've been trying to do some more lighthearted stuff, and this is light compared to what we've been doing. So, thanks very for true. Continuing to like, rate, and review the podcast. Crystal, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It was good to see you guys.
You as well.
You too.
I think that's all we got. I'm Zach.
Spark.
Lindy.
And?
Crystal.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Later.
Until then, later.
Bye.
It's evil! Don't watch it!
It's alive!
I watch with you.
having to get you
by the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's my line, Zach? What's my line?